These tweets about the stimulus check are absolutely hilarious. There's one that says it says the direct deposit stimmy hit $1,400. Me at Chick-fil-A on Sunday. Open it. This one's so good. It says direct deposit $1,400. Me at Louboutin. Yeah, let me talk to Lewis. It's so funny. Yeah, let me talk to Lewis.
Expeditiously.
Good. Direct deposit $1,400. Me at Red Lobster. Let me get the whale. Get the whale. I'm literally dying. It's
All right, and I gotta call in the staff, see what he's gonna do.
$1,400. Meat. Can I have a Oreo McFlurry McDonald's? The machine is down. How much does it cost to fix it?
You can't love it that much. That just woke up. You just woke up. That's funny. You're delirious.
Right, calm down, Aurora. This is ridiculous.
No, don't calm down. You keep that energy.
You guys, I don't know. You need to get whoever's writing these tweets onto your podcast because it says $1,400. Me at Five Guys. Bring me the sixth guy.
Love this. This brings you so much joy. You look like you're in pain. You're in pain.
$1,400. Me at Nike, you do it.
What up, Sacramento, and welcome back to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street. I'm your host, Ellis Rodriguez, and this is a show where the four hilarious Sacramento comedians react to today's Sacramento news. I'm joined as always by Aurora Singh. Aurora,
That's me.
everybody at home, everybody everywhere, please give it up, make some noise. Aurora Singh. And then we're blessed to have Lance Woods in the house. Lance, what's good? Hydrated?
Good morning, Sacramento.
Good, man. Sacramento needs you, boy. And then Shapiro, just woke up, man. Just jumped on. Look at you, dude. And your hair looks like that when you wake up. You just.
Oh, yeah, Jufro.
Oh, that's nice,
It
man.
doesn't move at night. It's just helmet.
That's clean, bro. It looks like you did something for
No, we're doing a thing.
and it's all right, man. If your dog's got some shit to talk about Sacramento, let him do it.
Come here, say your shit.
Oh.
Oh, he's oh no. Oh no. Okay,
There
there we go. I was like, he's getting this is it's he's green screened out.
everybody be trying to bring their
You
damn
got the early Marty Bird look.
So let's do the first. This is what everybody's actually talking about in Sacramento and everywhere. The stimulus. So
The
who has been stimulated? So
I've
you
been
got,
stimulated.
what about you? No?
No.
Did you look on the website or whatever to see when yours is on its way? I'm on
No.
my way. Oh, you're not worried about it?
No, I know it's not coming, so.
What do you mean it's not
Why?
coming?
Well, because I've yet to, I've yet to file my taxes, and you have to, that's a thing, right? You got to file your taxes first.
I haven't filed my taxes yet, and I got mine this weekend.
All right. Well, I'm not counting on it, and that way, if it comes, it'll feel like a big scratch off.
Okay.
And if it doesn't come, I'm still eating cans of soup, so we're good.
Yeah.
What is Kansas soup?
Cans
Legitimately
of
sad Campbell's, like chunky, like beef with country
okay.
vegetable.
I thought you said Kansas soup. And I was like, yo, I ain't heard of that.
Oh, no. Look, it's sad, but it's not Kansas sad.
That's yeah. What I was like, yo, what is Kansas soup? I don't want to try it, but
you don't. I don't know what it is either, but I'm not I might be single and depressed, but I'm not that depressed.
And what is the stimulus? Is 14 hundo?
Yes.
That's gonna take care of a year, right? That pretty much covers everything.
What, how many checks how many stimmies have we gotten? We got a 600. Wait, no, we got a 1200, a 600, and a 1400, right?
Yep.
Do we get any others?
3200 yet? That's how much?
That would be 3200.
And then you get how much
more? Are you saving your stimulus money, Aurora?
No. No.
Has anyone had a kid just so they can get the bump in the stimmy?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
I tried to use that, and Drew did not go for it.
This has been bugging me too. Is I've been using my money a lot for whatever it is, Uber Eats or whatever, get my food delivered, and then they bring us the food, and it'll always be like everything in its own particular plastic, whatever, which is nice that the food's all nice and warm. But aren't we supposed to be saving the environment? Because I think every other day. I dump my garbage now, and it's just full of plastic containers.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's like, and also you can't use reusable bags in stores. So they're like, okay, yeah. Also, let's just put plastic bags everywhere.
Mm-hmm. People gave up. They gave up on the environment when the pandemic hit. They were like, you know what? Us first.
Yeah.
I think Tesla's going to save us, man. Tesla, we're all going to move to Mars. It's going to be great. So. Does anybody have plans for tomorrow, Wednesday, where Sacramento will be entering the red tier?
What's the red tier?
Red tier.
Got the blood gang. Sweet.
Pretty much.
I love that you're wearing a red shirt, too.
Purple is lockdown, shutdown. Red is like 25% capacity, some gyms, some schools. Certain things are going to be able to reopen. Orange tier is like pretty much everything is open at some capacity. And yellow tier is like, we free. We free, y'all. Which I was annoyed. I was annoyed with the stupid tier thing. But I've been talking to a lot of people. And I think that we underestimate how stupid people are. And that if you don't color code a system, you know what I mean? That they don't really understand.
You thought people were smart?
I thought that persons were smart.
You trying to have some faith in humanity?
I have a lot. I do have a lot of faith in humanity, but I usually think like, oh, if there's a group of people being stupid, it's probably only two or three of them that are stupid, but they're in charge and everybody else kind of going with the flow. And if you kind of pick one person away from that group and kind of actually like explain it to them, that in general, those people make better decisions when they're informed. But now I'm realizing, nah, some people just can't process basic information.
Right. Yeah. The color coordination just makes it easier. And honestly, it makes it prettier.
That's what they do for children. That's what they do for the second graders, my God kids, you know?
I mean, if it was all just like black and white and gray, like that would be so boring.
If it was all just words.
Yeah, like no one's going to read that, but put colors on it. Also red, orange, yellow, the beginning of the rainbow. Absolutely.
But the problem with it is nobody knows these damn colors.
They should use stoplight colors.
Yes.
Right?
We already know what the, yeah.
Why didn't they? That's good for stupid people. Like red, stop, yellow.
Like matter of fact, what terror alert are we on? Wasn't that color coded as well?
Oh, yep. Yes, it was.
It used to be like orange days and red days. And I thought red day meant period. But apparently it meant that, you know, they might blow up the earth. And now they just stopped saying it. Yeah.
We had a lot of orange days, too, for 4 years. So I think we out of the orange.
I guess. I don't even know.
Oh, I just got it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Really, it's too early. Cheesy jokes when it's early.
I liked it.
Anybody got plans? You guys like? Because I'm pretty much gonna keep carrying on how I've been.
I don't have any plans. But I do hope that the schools open a little bit so I can work.
Preach. Amen. Hallelujah.
I would love a paycheck. Give me that money, honey.
I actually got to I gotta fly out in the morning.
Oh, where are you going?
To L.A.
Man, I just want to be Lance Woods.
What are you doing in L.A., Lance? Can you tell us, or is it top secret hush hush biz?
No, I can tell you. I'm shooting some stuff with Kev on Stage Studios.
Yay!
Yeah.
Get that money, honey.
We can talk about it.
We can?
Oh, I just did.
Oh, that was it. All right. Let's go. Leave me the details.
Yeah. Only reason I'm bringing up
the story in like ABC 10, I ain't even going to talk about it, but it's like the headline was Sacramento County is expected to reach red tier this week. Are they ready? Of course. You know what I mean? Like, are businesses ready for, like, business has been ready to reopen, dude.
I think businesses aren't the problem. That's they act like businesses were the problem. But I think by letting people out, which people are already out, right? People are already going out. Like, you go by some restaurants and you're like, holy shit, like, they don't even know the pandemic hit. Like, so putting it out there and saying, look, fine, go out, but follow these rules. I think that's a better bet to get people to follow the rules. If you just say, no, don't do it, people are just going to do what they want.
There's a lot of people just doing it on GP, though. There's a lot of people like just doing it just to prove a point that that you're not going to tell them.
They right.
Stay inside without a mask.
So let people.
GP, are you with me?
Give us free.
When I hear GP, I think of that and Gary Payton.
Mm.
Does anybody know? Do you know anybody that knows Gary Payton?
I know Gary Payton.
Do you know Gary Payton?
I know Gary Payton well, yeah.
Okay. I gotta talk to you offline. I gotta ask you a question. Somebody told me a story about GP and I wanted to verify it. Okay. This is a random one.
Who's GP?
What?
Gary Payton.
Who's Gary Payton?
Hey, he's a basketball player, one of the greatest defensive players.
Retired basketball player.
Yeah, retired.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
He was a bad man.
Look at clips from when he was a Sonic, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, this is a story. I don't really want to talk about but it was a East Sacramento pizzeria owner asked for help finding a person who smashed a window. And there's a story about it on Fox 40. So it's funny. It's not like a mystery. There's just three people drunk walking by a pizzeria, and one of the dudes just gets drunk for no reason, picks up a huge metal grate and throws it through the front of this window, right?
Odd.
It's at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and it's obvious. I mean, they're asking for people to come, because this dude's like, yo, I ain't getting no damn stimulus money. I ain't getting no business. I'm struggling to survive. You gonna throw a goddamn grate in my window? You know what I mean? So I feel his pain. And the guy's not wearing a mask or anything. And he's with this couple. So, you know, somebody's probably going to turn him in. You know, it's probably going to be good for my mans. But it's like, doesn't everybody have one of these now, like on their house?
What, a ring?
Like a ring camera?
Yeah, some kind of camera.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you're just getting video of people vandalizing your house or robbing you. You know, but it doesn't actually stop anybody, it seems like.
Yeah, a camera is only as valuable as what you're willing to do with the information that you get off the camera.
Exactly.
So it's like you can have a camera and you can say, look, they did it. You gonna call the police? If they cared about police, they wouldn't have did this.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be willing to go smack the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. So maybe this guy at the pizzeria gets like, because he got a news story. And we're talking about it right now. So maybe someone does go look at the video and they go, oh, man, I know this dude, and they turn him in. But for the most part, it's like we're so numb to cameras that if somebody, you know, somebody sees a camera, they're just going to do whatever the hell they were going to do anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. And I wasn't even thinking about pizza till you said that.
I just think that if you're hammered drunk and you're walking around downtown, you're not going to give a shit about my camera.
This was East Sac. right? So that's a different level. That's a different level of neighborhood than downtown.
Yeah. I just know that one time when I was in court. Supposed to
be like nice and yuppie, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's all uppity.
Then they don't give a shit about a camera. They can pay for whatever they do, you know? They got
the He was mad. You said he was with a couple. I think he was mad he was the third wheel.
Nah, man, the guy looks happy as hell. He's just drunk. You got to watch the video.
He's just drunk. He's
happy on the outside.
He's stumbling when he's picking it up.
And then inside, he was dying. He was like, I'm hate being the third wheel on this date.
No, I'm telling you, bro. It was just white male privilege, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably what it was.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys. Have you guys ever been to court?
Oh, I've been to court.
Yeah.
Okay, so one time I was in court and I had to go to court for this thing I did in college. And then we were sitting there and this guy, you know, how they have everyone go up when it's their turn, right? So this guy went up and the judge is like, the judge goes, I don't know why I'm so giggly today, but I am.
I love it.
Court. She's like giggly about court.
The judge goes, okay, so can you like reads the thing, like what he did, and then looks at him and goes, so can you tell me what happened, please? And he goes, I don't know. I just really wanted to go to sleep. And she goes, okay, so it looks like you smashed the window of this business. And like when the cops found you, you thought you were home. And he said, he's like, he's like, yeah. And he like dropped his head and he was just like, I was just really drunk, Your Honor. And I just wanted to go to sleep. And it's just like a normal guy that just like got hammered. And that she like, but then the judge started laughing and was like, okay, all right, pay for the window and say an apology. You're good. And
so he was
what?
Because that was it. It was like the funniest thing though, because the judge was just like, okay, this is a waste of my time. Why is this guy here? Like, this should have been solved the next day where, like, he clearly just wanted to go to sleep.
I saw a black dude in traffic court be held in contempt because he's wearing flip-flops.
That turned out different than this obvious white guy.
Well, this guy, he wasn't white, but it was in Reno, so I feel like in there it's kind of they're like just used to seeing stupid drunk people come through and like with the amount of people that are there, it's like not worth their time to be like, okay, this young drunk guy like thought he was home and couldn't find his keys and broke the window to get inside of his house. Like that's what
owned up to it, you know what I mean? That's what this guy needs to do. He needs to approach the pizza guy and be like, yo man, just between me and you, I was drunk, my bad.
Yeah.
You know, slide in the DMs.
I've done stuff like that when I was drunk. I accidentally took my Lyft driver's backpack. And then the next day I woke up and the police were at my door. And they were like, hey, did you take this guy's backpack? And I was like, who's that? And then they were like, that backpack. And I was like, whose backpack is this? How did this get here? You know, sometimes you just don't know what you're doing.
I never get drunk or do anything embarrassing while I'm drunk.
That's what's up, Ellis. I'm proud of you. And despite what the people be saying about how that's not the truth, I believe your side.
And I never lie. Ever.
You ain't lie to me.
That is actually true. Yeah. Like that one time when I was like, yeah, man, I'll help you with your car. And you were like, yeah, okay. What about you, Shappy? You ever do something stupid while you're drunk? Remember that time you got drunk and then
started? I've never been destructive when I was drunk. I'm a happy, fun drunk, but it doesn't happen a lot. So, yeah, and nothing ever bad.
I bought a Costa Rican vacation once when I was drunk.
Oh, wow.
And then regretted it until I went and then loved it. I was like, thanks, drunk.
Yeah.
This was a good idea.
I saved somebody's life while I was drunk.
Ooh. Whose life did you save?
Some guy that I found in a bush in a pool of blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Were you... Okay, So you,
but that guy's a dick now, and you just saved some asshole.
You saw him though, right? So like, were you only looking there because you were drunk, or would you have done the same thing? Would you have happened upon him the same way if you had been sober?
Oh no, I was with two of my guy friends walking home from the bars in Reno, and then I like looked over and I was like, is that a guy? And then they were like, oh fuck, that's a guy. And we like walked or like ran over and we're like, dude, that's a guy in a pool of blood. Okay. And then we like,
you know, right now when you said you were walking with two of your guy friends, I imagine you were like firemen carrying one. For some reason you were like, fuck it, let's go.
It's Reno. It's weird. They're used to weird things. So she was actually.
I had one on my shoulder and then I was dragging the other one on the ground.
All right, let's do some California. Did you guys see the Grammys at all?
No.
You guys didn't catch them? So I get like, here, I got two questions about the Grammys. Does it literally just not fucking matter anymore? Because I don't think anybody cares what the Grammys say. You know what I mean? I saw it, or parts of it at least, and Billie Eilish won like best record of the year or some shit. And she looked embarrassed.
He did?
Yes. Which made me like her more.
She doesn't like attention, right?
What's up?
She doesn't like attention, right?
Or she don't like stealing. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, I see.
All I've seen, Nas.
Kanye there to stand up and be like,
do you think she was like, I don't, she's like, what? Do you think she like doesn't think she deserves it?
I think with a lot of the music that came out this year, yeah. I especially think when they paraded a bunch of black people at the beginning of the show and let them do whatever basically they wanted. We're diverse. And then give it to Billie Eilish. And that album, it's nice, I guess. I didn't really listen to the whole thing either. It's nice. She's talented. I like her. But I don't know. And then here's the other thing too. So did you guys see the performance of the WAP performance?
I saw clips of it.
Clips.
Why are they doing
that? I saw Megan Thee Stallion twerk her butt on Cardi's.
Yes, why are they doing that song? Because you're gonna have to edit basically the entire song.
Right.
And then also it's like we got cakes like that out at the Grammys now. Like
I know it was a really good performance, but like I feel like it was out of place.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It was just like not, it was like,
do you remember some Britney Spears performances like along the way?
Yeah. And I think that they were out of place. Like, those performances don't seem like.
But if those happen, then how is this one out of place? Like, isn't this just kind of a progression or.
Well, every once in a while. No, it's like every once in a while.
They're meeting of the, meeting like the bar.
Just once. She's saying every once in a while when it goes there, it's out of place. I think it's fine, but it's just like that. Why would you, that entire song has to be edited?
I'm laughing at you talking about it because obviously because you have a joke.
Do I? What?
When you do stand up.
About what?
About edited songs.
Oh yeah.
But
they didn't even do that. You know, they literally were just wop. It was just, I don't know.
Wet and gushy.
But it was popping though. Megan Thee Stallion was straight popping. Okay.
I love Megan Thee Stallion. I love her.
Everybody loves her. So this is a follow-up. So remember I said Governor Newsom was gonna get a recall. People wanted to recall him. And then it was like, they don't got enough votes. Then it was like, damn, they got a lot of votes. And then it was like, I don't know how many votes they got. Now it looks like they got some votes. They've been verifying my mans. They're coming for him. And I can't even find the number. There's a bunch of numbers, right? There's a bunch of polls. There's an article out in NPR, and I was reading it. And it's like damn near 200,000 people or some, whatever the number is, it looks like they're going to hit it. And Steph's not here to say, well, they're not going to recall him. They're not going to recall him. It looks like they really want to recall this motherfucker. You know what I mean? And he's got to wear his mask all the time right now. So that's covering up half of his sexy right now. You're getting rid of his whole appeal.
If they recall him, then what happens? I don't know what happens if we recall our governor, then do we just, who's the governor?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think then we, I think then they bring in like some lieutenant.
Lieutenant whoever, governor?
Yeah, whoever the next person in line would be. And then we vote.
A lieutenant?
And then I think we well, vote.
The vice president of governors is called the lieutenant governor.
Oh, okay.
Am I right about that?
Not like an actual lieutenant.
Right? No, no, no. It's like the second in command.
It's right below captain.
Lieutenant governor.
It's right below captain governor.
Captain governor. Yeah, you have the captain governor.
Is captain?
You not know your governors?
Is Captain America? Four-star governors? Is that a level?
Is in, what
in the movies and comics? Yeah.
Is the what?
It's Captain America.
Oh yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Honestly, it makes sense if you don't think about it too hard. That's why that's like my life motto. Just if you don't think about it too hard, it makes sense. You know?
Yeah. Speaking of Captain America, Lance, you watch those MCU? No, not into it. Don't want to.
Oh, I do.
I don't watch any comic books. I don't watch any Marvel. I don't watch
Black Panther. You didn't watch Black Panther.
I seen Black Panther, and I seen one of those Thanos movies.
Okay, you should be in you
Endgame.
Should be
in a Black Panther
movie, maybe. Infinity War, Endgame, or something like that. And then I watched, but that's DC, right? I've been getting
No, that's Marvel.
That's Marvel.
No. I'm saying the Batman joints. The
oh,
Dark
yeah.
Knight that's shit. That's DC. Yeah, so I seen the Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises.
Do you think Governor Newsom should be recalled? Because you know what he's saying? He's saying this is just partisan bullshit. This is just Republicans stirring up shit, which I agree with them. We're in the middle of hard times, so it's hard to kind of judge. Doesn't seem like he's the best governor ever, but it doesn't seem like we need to recall him after we.
I don't like politics or politicians. So I mean, whatever they want to do, it's fine.
You don't like
I don't politics. Know anything about politics.
I just see, you know what it is? You know what would be crazy?
I just think he's hot.
It would essentially be this. I think we're the sixth largest economy on the planet. California is the sixth largest economy on the planet. And Donald Trump, twice, they tried to impeach this dude. Twice. And I don't think they couldn't get it done, right? I mean, for a governor, getting recalled is getting impeached.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And not only are you getting impeached, but you're getting impeached by the people. Like enough people got it on a ballot, and then all the people re-voted, and they were like, nah, we don't like you.
This is, it's Yelp, right? Like that's all it is. It's people want to complain about things, whether or not they voted for him in the first place. They voted for his opponent. They want to complain now because like one decision he made didn't go their way. And so they're like, no, recall him. I don't like him because that one decision, like, because he shut down the state or because we were in purple tier and he wasn't wearing a mask. And that was a moment of hypocrisy and stupidity. But like overall, I feel like he's done a pretty good job. And if he had a bad day or two, is that worth recalling him?
I've never been fired from a job, but if I was fired from a job, I would be really sad. And so I can just imagine that if he were to be taken out, he would be really sad. And I just want to put it out there now that if he needs someone to comfort him when he's sad, I'm available. I'm very fluffy and I'm very warm. And so I can hold him and hold him and wipe his tears away. And we can do that. So Gavin Newsom, if and when you get fired from your job, I'm here for you. I will
That's your man crush?
Yeah, I will feed you and I will love you and I will tuck you into bed and I will take care of you.
I'd be curious about married people. Do y'all do like the hall pass conversation?
We have.
And yours is Gavin Newsom.
It's not actually. It's Ryan Reynolds.
Do you have a lieutenant hall pass?
I guess we should talk about lieutenant ones.
Yeah, I don't have a story on it, but they did do a story on the Sack B on the Sack Black Biz. This dude, Chris Lodgson or whatever. Because actually, I got a friend, she's like super woke now, and she's the cutest thing. She's like just this, you know, mom, this white mom. She's like, but I want to. I just want to, I want to do my part. So I just, I'm only getting black contractors. I'm only buying, you know, I'm only shopping black. I'm like, all right. And then I did actually come across a resource, and on Facebook, there's a place called Sack Black Biz, B-I-Z. And it's apparently like just
the I'm a part of that.
Are you? Yeah. If you brown too, you should get down. Aurora, yes. What is our happy stories? My favorite part of the day.
First of all, Sack Black Biz is amazing, and I am brown, but I am also black. So, for a Z record.
Black enough.
What is it? Michelle Buteau in her special says, because she's Haitian and Puerto Rican. And so she says, black don't crack, beige don't age. And so we're basically going to look good forever. Okay, so.
Preach.
Oh, shit, I deleted it, but I remember it. So Naked Naked Coffee in Sacramento.
Okay.
They got a coffee that is made in Brazil, and it is made by women. So they got the coffee from Brazil in order to support these women there, because women in this area in Brazil, it's really hard for them to get jobs. So this coffee is made by these women that can't really get jobs in Brazil. So women in Sacramento at Naked Coffee bought their coffee in order to like celebrate women internationally. And I think that is fucking awesome.
Have you tried the coffee?
I haven't, because I just read about it today and they just posted it. So
why is it called Naked Coffee? Tell me more.
I know. Honestly, when I title of the article was Coffee Made by Women, and I was like, that is such a stretch.
But they're just picking what they're just getting the beans. Are they grinding it up? I think Naked Coffee, I think that's just the name of the spot. I think it's
not just the name of the spot, yeah. But I thought that they were like putting the coffee beans in their coochie or something, because it said that it was made by women. I was like, why do you need to specify that it's made by women? But then you read the article and you're like, oh, it's not coochie coffee.
No, it's for that ass crappuccinos.
I don't drink coffee, but coochie coffee, I might take a sip or two.
Lance, we should make a coffee that's called coochie coffee. Waking
up. I'm down. I don't have a
coochie coffee of an area of porn.
I don't know, but it is now.
I'm sure. Yeah,
I bet Mrs. Poindexter is just writing down notes right now.
It's my rule.
And I'll take coochie coffee over shark coochie any day.
Oh, I love shark coochie. Oh, it's the best.
Aurora, where can we find you online? And what are you promoting right now? What are you doing? What are you up to?
Follow me on the gram. My nose is running. Follow me on the gram. Aurora Singh. Aurora like the Disney princess. Sing like every Punjabi you've ever met. Follow me on Instagram, because I'm posting all my stuff on there. Projects. YouTube channels, funny videos, sketches, reels, trending reels. Just if you want to giggle, come on over, follow me on there. You can follow me Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all Aurora Singh. And this is the longest thing ever. But yeah, that you guys get it. Oh, and TikTok with a one. Ugh.
She got a gaggle of giggles.
What about you, Shapiro? Where we find you, bro?
You can find me on the Suzette Vanetti show every Sunday night.
You're great on that show. You're my favorite part of that
thank
show.
Thank you. It's my favorite part of the show too. It's the best part is me. Lucky Jew 22 across social media, but I don't do much because like I'll go on Instagram and post a picture of a plum because I love droops. That's about it.
Nobody wants to slide into DMs or something. Somebody wants to get on the
start. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's there.
Go to a show or
that's where you'd find it.
And then also they'll find you at home with your dogs. All right, Lance Woods, what's up, boy? Where can we find you, man? What you pushing right now?
Online, Sir Lance Woods. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat is sexual charcoal. Did anybody still use Snapchat?
You know, I use Snapchat to find out where Drew is because I have his
location. That's what they call Chris D'Elia. Everybody's off there.
Yo, I only have Snapchat. The only reason I still have Snapchat on my phone. So you're going to
I do it just to...
Why don't you have like Google? Do you guys have Androids?
No.
I have an iPhone and Drew has an Android.
Because you could just share a location on Google Maps and then you would always know.
Even if we have different kinds of phones?
No, I think you got to... I don't know because I only have Android.
You got to keep them separated. Anyway, that's the show, y'all. Thanks for ending it so strong. Are you looking for something, Lance? I thought you were...
No. So, nah, don't mind me. So I said I only still have Snapchat because they have like a picture hiding thing.
Oh, yes.
Right, where you can have filters. No, not filters. It's like a vault where you could like put pictures away in. Mm. So I have only still have my Snapchat because I have a vault full of nudity.
Very good.
But they now have
that's the name of a business.
A vault full of nudity?
Yeah.
They got separate apps where you can do that, but it's a long story. But I was like, yo, I already got Snapchat, I can put them in here. So look, y'all know.
That's it. We're out. Bye, Sacramento. Please.
Buy some coochie coffee, Sacramento.
Go to the vault of nudity and get the coochie coffee.
Send Lance news. Yeah. Or me. You can hit me up. Elsewhere.
For my eyes only. You got to punch the code in. Then once you punch the code in.
What's the code?
Wow.
Bye, Sacramento.
Coochie coffee.